Sports Play-by-Play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Well, Mergen leads off the sixth for the Farming Flames. The first pitch a called strike, and now Mergen swings and misses, and he's down in the count 0-2. It's a bad spot to be here, 0-2. 0-2 against Matt Geislinger. Will struck out in his first at-bat against Matt as the left-hander delivers. Strike three called.
That was right down Broadway, wasn't it?
It was.
Didn't mess around and wasting a pitch on that one.
I noticed Heath Kramer was doing some throwing down the sideline here. He just came into the dugout. You said the winner doesn't have to play till Sunday, though, right?
It looks to me, yes.
Yeah. Got to bring Taylor Ferreira to the plate. Taylor, 1-for-2 tonight, one of the two Farming hits, and the pitch high for a ball at a ball and no strikes. 1-0 the count. Geislinger with 13 strikeouts in the game. A swing and a miss by Parade and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Stick around. Our post-game show tonight are Albany and Richmond A&W, player of the game. That player will get a $10 gift certificate to either Albany or Richmond A&W. Strike call to Taylor Parade on the inside corner. And the count at a ball and two strikes.
The umpire rung him up. So now he can.
And Ferreira swings and misses. He's out on strikes. You know, there's some baseball purists on that say they love a 1-0 game or a pitcher's battle on the mound. And tonight we're getting that pitcher's battle. Some like a lot of offense. Some like to see that. But, you know, this is good baseball
this
when you
fun.
Got a pitcher's
yes.
duel like this.
I like watching this year, too. And, you know, once in a while you like to see some home runs and
yep.
some doubles. But, like,
here's Isaac Knepp taking it a long way to right field. Being chased out there and diving is Kramer. He can't come up with it. Knepp on his way to third, and Isaac will pull in with a stand-up triple.
Wow.
Now, Watkins outfielders have been cheating all night. Knepp got a hold of that one, and Dustin Kramer went a long way,
yes.
and he actually did catch up to it.
He did.
His dive at the end just came up a little bit short, though.
Isaac never broke stride, though. He glided into third base with a triple, stand-up triple.
Tied
run.
Talking
about home runs, weren't we, Ray? That
yep.
wasn't that far off.
Tied run over at third base, Isaac Knepp. And Ethan Netterchill to the plate. Ethan 0-for-2 tonight against Matt Geislinger. Pitch to Ethan, a swing and a miss, strike one. Boy, that was a mighty cut by the young man.
That's such a beautiful swing, doesn't he?
He really does.
Ethan does, so does Isaac. Two nice left-handers in a row here in this Farming Flames lineup.
All on the count, Matt Geislinger works from the stretch. The left-hander delivers to Ethan a little bit low for a ball in 1-1. Lincoln Hogan liked that pitch, though.
Yes, he did.
That was
he
a good spot.
Ball.
Yep.
You bet.
And disciplined hitter in Ethan Netterchill didn't swing at it. 1-1 the count. Isaac Knepp over at third. He represents the tying run. It's 1-0 Watkins in the sixth. Netterchill a swing and a miss. Strike two, 1-2. Hogan just
oh.
a great stop. Had that one got by him, Knepp would have scored.
Yes, he would have. That was unbelievable how he stopped that ball back there.
That ball was in the dirt, and Lincoln somehow got the one hopper as he was falling away from home plate yet. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Geislinger has the sign from Hogan. And the left-hander delivers. And right down Broadway, strike three called. And Navajo gets caught looking. That'll do it for the Flames in the sixth. No runs, a hit. No errors, one left on. 5.5 innings, Watkins one, Farming nothing. More baseball in a minute on KSM.
The Ramble brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Soak up your summer savings today with Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram during the summer clearance event. Hi everyone, it's Colin. This month only, lease the all-new 2020 Jeep Cherokee Limited V6 with blind spot monitoring for only $271 per month. Or lock in employee pricing on the all-new 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Lease it today for only $356 per month. Don't delay. Soak up your savings today at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, home of the free 5-state delivery. Just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Back at El Rosa Baseball Park, Tyler Schrader getting ready for the bottom of the sixth inning, a 1-0 Watkins lead. Region 15C Baseball brought to you by Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming, Lake Henry Implement, Central Minnesota Realty, Trappers Pub and Grub and Farming, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, West Central Sanitation, Kensington Insurance Agency, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, Cutzer Excavating of Albany, Albany Family Dentistry, St. Martin National Bank, and St. Martin Insurance Agency, and Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph. Lincoln Hogan leads off the sixth inning for the Watkins Clippers, and the first pitch from Tyler Schrader inside a ball, 1-0. Hogan, Matt Geislinger, and Brendan Ashton here in the sixth. Tyler Schrader, giving up the one run on four hits so far, has walked one. He's been good tonight.
Yes, he has.
Schrader's pitch is high and outside in the count 2-0.
Just talking about it a little bit before about offense and good pitchers duel, and we see Isaac Nutt hit a triple. That gives you a little excitement in this game.
Yeah.
It does. That's kind of a nicer game than anything, really.
You bet.
Good pitching, and then once in a while,
get one of those hits.
Throw one in there.
Yep. Pitch is high to Lincoln Hogan and 3-0.
Is the triple still one of your favorites?
It is.
It is, isn't it?
It is. There's a strike called and 3-1.
And we hit so many in our career, so it was kind of like them. Though.
Right, exactly. 3 balls, 1 strike. As Tyler Schrader delivers and Hogan drills that into left field, a solid base hit. Now the top part of the order wants to get into that hit parade. As Carson and Nolan Geislinger were both 2 for 2. They had the 4 hits, now 5 with Hogan's hit. Thanks for listening to us tonight here on KASM 1150 AM. 105 or 107.7, that is our FM, or 7.7 FM, and on our stream at mychasm.com. Our HD is being repaired right now, so 105.5 HD2 is being repaired, but we'll have that up and running in a week or so. So we get to listen to it next week if you got HD. Pitch is outside a ball to Matt Geislinger, and 1-0. St. Joe leading Luxembourg 2-0. 2-0 St. Joe over Luxembourg in the eighth inning, top of the eighth inning in 11C. Good game over there in Sartell in 11C. Pitch a ball, and now 2-0 the count to Matt Geislinger.
Tyler Schrader, he's got some good stuff, doesn't he?
He does.
Watch that pitch there. It just broke off the table there, too, with against Matt Geislinger. Good pitch.
We're waiting for an update from Minnewaska tonight. Painesville is playing over there against Sacred Heart. Hopefully we get a score. Kansas City is leading the Twins 3-2. That's the bottom of the sixth. Schrader's pitch. Geislinger drills it to left field. That'll bounce in front of Nick Mergen and back-to-back hits to lead off the six for the Clippers. Haven't seen any stirring in the Farming dugout yet as far as getting a pitcher ready. But up until this point, Tyler Schrader was in control.
Yeah.
So, the cleanup hitter, Brendan Ashton, Don, in a tight 1-0 game. Do you have him bunt? No. He takes a strike one called.
I don't think so. Be a good idea, but I don't think they want to take the bat out of his hands.
Let your cleanup hitter do what he's meant to do in that spot. Ashton takes strike two called in 0-2. The ball, two strikes. One and two. One ball, two strikes to Aston. Here's Tyler Schrader's pitch. Nice scoop by Cody Foray.
I don't think you want to ramble off the bases too much with Cody back there. He's got a pretty good cannon back there.
So 2-2 to count. Runners at second and first, and Aston a chopper back to the mound. Schrader goes to third. They get the force out, and that's almost the best of all situations where you get the lead runner.
That was, but he
he just got to get a 360 to throw that.
And it got a little bit high towards the outfield side. Don't throw it out in the outfield.
1-5 on the fielder's choice. Ashton becomes the base runner. He joins Matt Geislinger, who's out at second, and Lincoln Hogan forced out. One out in the sixth, 1-0. Watkins leads. Here's Heath Kramer in the first pitch to Heath. It's a ball 1-0. And a sad, the Twins put Josh Donaldson on the 10-day disabled list with a calf injury. So he is inactive for at least 10 days. Heath Kramer, base hit over the head of Ironike at second. Here comes Geislinger. Mergen throw coming into the infield. Winkle cuts it off, and Geislinger Matty Geislinger is twice home, and he is safe. So 2-0 Watkins on the RBI single by Heath Kramer. I saw all these players standing at home plate, and I couldn't find Matt Geislinger in the group.
I think they probably would have had a shot with a good throw to the plate here, but cut it off.
It would have died in the grass.
Yes, I think so. You're right.
Here comes Carter Block to the plate with runners at first and second, and Block takes a strike called 0-1. Carter so far tonight 0-2. The Clippers with three hits here in the sixth inning have scored their second run. And Block skies this one to left field. Nick Mergen has room. Now he starts in and makes the catch for out number two.
Boy, it must get above those trees. And I think that wind kind of grabs a hold of it and brings it right
and
back
pushes
again.
It back. Yeah, you can see that southeast wind.
Because it looked like that was going to go deeper. And all of a sudden he had a...
So, a meeting at the mound now. Dale Schrader meeting out there with his infielders, and Schrader is coming to the plate as Carson Geislinger, Don, and Carson is 2-for-2 off of Tyler Schrader tonight.
Bottom of the order had four hits so far for the Watkins Clippers, and the top of the order is getting into the excitement here, too, now.
Painesville is beating Sacred Heart 2-0. We're thinking either the seventh or eighth inning. So Painesville beating Sacred Heart 2-0 right now in their ball game over at Minnewaska High School, Marthaler Field.
That's a new facility. Is that the second year for that?
New lighted facility. Pretty nice baseball park, absolutely. All right, here comes Carson Geislinger to the plate. That's over in Region 4C. Brendan Ashton at second, Heath Kramer at first, and the first pitch to Carson Geislinger is inside. A ball 1-0.
Painesville, what a good young-looking team this year. They went in some ball games, got some good pitching.
1-0 the count, two outs. Carson fly ball to left field. Nick Mergen galloping in, makes the catch for the out, and that'll end the sixth inning for the Watkins Clippers as they score a run and three hits, no errors, and two left on. We played six here in El Rosa, 2-0. Watkins over Farming. We're back in a minute.
Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Kilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC is ready to go to work on your new and remodeling projects. As an authorized pro partner Rheem dealer, Kilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Kilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.kilkplumbing.com and learn more about Rheem products. For all your comfort needs, better get Kilk.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard feed dealer. Find the perfect blend of Hubbard feeds for your dairy operations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds, too. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and offers delivery right to your farm. If you are looking to buy or sell your grains, talk with Tim for pricing. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard feed dealer, wishes good luck to the El Rosa Saints and all area teams competing in the 2020 Region 15C tournament.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
Play will lead off the seventh inning for the Farming Flames. We just heard about El Rosa Grain and Feed. They're right down from us here, too, in El Rosa.
Right in the backyard here.
Right in the backyard. As Cody hits a ground ball past Geislinger at short into left field, and Farming picking up their fourth hit of the evening. So 2-0, Watkins with the lead. Region Baseball brought to you by El Rosa Lumber Company, the Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork of Rural Spring Hill, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Albany Chrysler Center, and Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, along with Gilliland Chevrolet. All right, Tyler Schrader to the plate, facing Matt Geislinger for a third time tonight. He is 0 for 2, struck out a couple times. Schrader, line drive to second, block with the catch for the out, and Cody Ferreyes also back. That was softly hit. Ferreyes had a little time.
Looks like Brad Mergen's starting to loosen up a little bit over there for Farming.
And the Watkins bullpen is idle right now. That'll bring Nick Mergen to the plate with one out and one on. Two runs, seven hits, no errors for Watkins. No runs, four hits, and no error for the Farming Flames. Awesome first game here in Region 15. See, if this is setting it up for the tournament, it's going to be a lot of fun this year. Here's Mergen, a drive to right, down the line, in the corner, and fouled by about 6 feet.
That would have been a no-man's land, huh?
That might have scored Cody Ferreyes. It was down in that corner. Ferreyes back to first base. Been 0 for 2 tonight, couple strikeouts. Matt Geislinger has struck out 15 through the first six innings.
Unreal, huh?
That is.
And we still got a good ball game going on here. Very much
so. Yeah. Farming is right in it yet. Tying run at the plate. Pitch. Now Mergen must have called time. He steps out of the batter's box. The count 0-1 to Nick. Ball, it's one strike.
Not sure who's warming who up out there, Brad or... Can't tell the number of the other.
We're going to swing and a miss. He's out on, strike two. Excuse me. Two strikes. The 0-2 the count to Nick Mergen. Cody Ferreyes takes his lead over at first. Held there by Brendan Ashton. Pitch outside to Mergen in the count. One ball, two strikes. One, two, the count. Just a gorgeous night.
Isn't it, though?
Got that southeast breeze. The dew point was climbing a little bit today, but not feeling a lot of dew point right now. That's for sure. Mergen, a squibber in the infield. Nolan Geislinger flips to second for one. That's all they're going to get, a 6-4 put out. And Nick Mergen becomes the base runner as Cody Ferreyes forced out for the second out.
Nick Mergen can fly. I don't think they'd have doubled him up. Thought about throwing it, the second baseman did, but better off holding on to it.
And we're going to get a pinch hitter. Looks like Chad Mergen will pinch hit for Adam Winkles. So Mergen batting for Winkles, and the first pitch to Chad Mergen is a ball low and outside, 1-0. Lincoln Hogan held that ball. Matt Geislinger a little frustrated. They thought maybe the home plate umpire missed that one.
I think Lincoln Hogan got that kind of in the midsection there, didn't he?
Yeah. 1-0 to count, and now they have picked off Mergen. Block running Nick Mergen back to first. The throw to Ashton. Now Brendan's trying to run him down. Matt Geislinger is in on it. There's another throw, and the tag put on by Block. Mergen is out. And Rick Lane's seventh is over. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We played 6.5, Watkins 2, and Farming nothing. More baseball coming up in 1 minute here on KDS.
Serving Central Minnesota farmers for 40 years, Virgil's Vigorina of Farming has been a helpful friend to many. Virgil's Vigorina offers on-farm delivery and invites you to stop in for products, too. They carry a full line of FAMO feeds that play an important part in the diet of your animals and are also a Chevron oil dealer for bulk oils and grease. Virgil and Mary Kaltoff are proud to be a part of the farming community and look forward to serving you with a complete line of FAMO and Hubbard feeds, Chevron oil products, and much more. Call for information at 548-3431. That's 548-3431. Not just good food, it's great food and a ton of menu options to choose from at Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming. The grill at Trapper's Pub and Grub opens at 11 a.m. daily and features a full-service bar. Nightly specials begin at 5. Tuesday is taco night. Wednesday it's $6 burger baskets. And Thursday is fajita night. Plus, catering is always an option when you're hosting an event. Don't miss the boat on a great meal when you stop by Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming for takeouts or catering. Phone 548-3700.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
A little slow.
Seasons change, but a farmer's work never does. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, tips our hat to those who help ensure we can all eat tomorrow. We're proud to offer the coverage they need to keep growing. And we're full of gratitude. So we're taking this moment to say thank you for bringing in the harvest today for a well-fed world tomorrow. Trust in farming. Trust in Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today at 243-7149. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
All right, bottom of the seventh inning, and Nolan Geislinger takes the first pitch from Tyler Schrader and rips it into right field, a base hit for the young man, who is 3-for-3 tonight.
Wow.
What a way to start your region, huh? Of course, 15C welcomes the Central Valley League. At least in my recollection, I don't ever remember Stearns County playing Central Valley League in a region.
I don't believe so.
At the plate, it is Gavin Mathias. And Gavin was going to bunt. It goes foul. And the count 0-1 to Gavin. The ball, it's one strike. Another attempt and strike two to Mathias. The ball, it's two strikes. Oh, to the count. Schrader with Nolan Geislinger at first. Ready on the mound. The right-hander's pitch, and here's a chopper hit slowly to third. Navarchel's going to try to make the play and safe at first. is Mathias. He beats it out, a swinging single. You know, he tried bunting twice, and all of a sudden he gets himself a hit, tapping it down the third baseline.
You're just mentioning Central Valley being in our region before. They have been in our region before. I don't remember when, but just confirmed it with our regional commissioner. He said he remembers that, too, I think, with Litchfield. And at that time, I'm not sure how long
ago
that was.
You're right. So the first two men on again for Watkins here in the seventh inning. A couple back-to-back singles, and it brings the top of the order. Kevin Kramer to the plate. Kevin puts a bunt down, and that's a good bunt. And everybody's safe as Kramer beats it out. Cody Ferre picked it up, but it was perfectly placed between home plate and the pitcher's mound.
Yes,
so both had to go equal distance, right?
They did, and it just kind of, he had to kind of pop it up in the air, just maybe 2 feet off the ground.
Yeah.
It stopped right where it landed. It didn't roll one way or the other.
We're going to get a pitching change here in El Rosa as Dale Schrader is taking his right-hander off the mound. Adam Winkles is going to the dugout right now. Tyler Schrader comes out. And no indication yet who's going to come in for the Farming Flames. It looks like it's going to probably be Adam Winkles coming in to do the pitching. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. 2-0 Watkins. They're threatening in the seventh with the bases loaded. We're back in a minute.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Dairyland Supply in Sac Center has been your number one Artex dealer 2 years in a row. We thrive on customer service and selling the right equipment to keep your operation running smoothly. We also carry brands like Hagedorn and Kuhnite. So if you're in the market for a manure spreader, new or used, give Dan or Randy a call at 800-338-6455. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
Got that.
And we're back at El Rosa as a pitching change for the Farming Flames. Adam Winkles, right-hander, St. Cloud State ball player, Adam Winkles, and he will relieve Tyler Schrader. Schrader will go to first.
Tyler Schrader pitched one heck of a ball game against this Watkins Clippers team here.
Getting a bunch of text messages coming in about Stearns County playing Central Valley at one point. Person says, Bird Schlungen and the St. Nick Knicks lost in Farming 1 year. I remember that. I remember that ball game. I do remember, I think, Todd Spaulding from Kimball wrecking his knee back then in that regional.
At home plate.
At home plate, right. Lincoln Hogan at the plate, swings at the first pitch, back to Winkles on the mound, goes home for one. The relay to first, it's a double play. Wow.
Nice play.
That's a pitcher's dream to get a ball like that back to you on the first pitch.
Wow.
Scored 1-2-2-3 and a double play. Now the Clippers with runners at second and third and two outs.
That was huge.
And Matt Geislinger stepping up to the plate. Adam Winkles. The right-hander kicks and delivers, and inside a ball to Matt Geislinger. And the count, one ball and no strikes. Two outs, two on. Bottom of the seventh inning, 2-0 Watkins. Geislinger takes high for a ball, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Luxembourg has taken a 3-2 lead going into the top of the ninth inning over St. Joseph, a three-run homer in the bottom of the eighth inning for Luxembourg. So Lux out in front, 3-2 over in Sartell. 3-0 the count to Matt Geislinger. Pitch is high, ball four, and Matt will walk for the second time tonight. That'll load him up again.
Arm is definitely trying to dig themselves a hole here. That double play was huge for them.
And Cody Perea out to have a word with Winkles. Two outs, bases loaded, and cleanup hitter Brendan Ashton to the plate. Brendan so far tonight, 0-3. Adam Winkles ready. And this one's popped up in the infield. That one is up in the air. Navratil in foul ground over at third makes the catch for the out. And that will end the Clippers' seventh. No runs, three hits, no errors, and three left on. We have played seven here in El Rosa. 2-0 Watkins over Farming. We're back in a minute.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.
If you're coming to Greenwald for region baseball, then the Greenwald Pub becomes a must-stop for you. The Greenwald Pub has daily noon specials and evening dinner specials. The staff at the Greenwald Pub does catering to your events, or just call ahead and you can pick up whatever you need to host a gathering of guests. Need tables and chairs? You can rent them at the Greenwald Pub. Give them a call at 987-3100. That's 987-3100. Wishing best of luck to all the area teams playing in the region tournament in Greenwald and El Rosa from the Greenwald Pub.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen, back with you on KASM, live from El Rosa tonight. Eighth inning action. Boy, Adam Winkle steps to the plate, and did he do a good job, Don, pitching the flames out of that jam?
Did he ever?
It'll be Winkles, Aaron Ike, and Will Mergen, the scheduled hitters against Matt Geislinger, who has gone the first seven. He has struck out 15. The seventh inning, last inning, was the first inning Matt did not strike out a man. As Winkles takes the first pitch of ball, there's a swing and a miss and the count 1-1.
Looks like velocity is still there yet. Fastball's popping.
Matt Geislinger has got a lot of complete games in his win-loss column. The 1-1, a little bit high for a ball, and now 2-1. 2-1 the count. That defense hasn't changed at all for the Clippers. Carson Geislinger at third, Nolan Geislinger at short, Carter Block at second, and Brendan Ashton at first. Pitches inside to Adam Winkles in the count 3-1. Out left field, Gavin Mathias. In center field, Kevin Kramer. Out in right field, Dustin Kramer. Here's a swing and a miss by Winkles in the count full at 3-2. 2-0 Watkins here in the top of the eighth inning. Nice crowd tonight for our ball game. As Geislinger ready, delivers, and a swing and a miss. Out on strikes is Adam Winkles.
Kept it right down by the knees again, boy. He keeps the ball low, doesn't he?
So 16 strikeouts for Geislinger. Two runs, 10 hits, no errors for Watkins. No runs, four hits, and no errors for Farming. Ike, Aaron Ike swings at the first pitch and a fly ball to center field. Kevin Kramer is camped. He'll make the catch for out number two. So two down.
folks listening to us tonight over in St. Cloud, Dean Horn.
Dino
is listening to us tonight. Former voice of the Lake Henry Lakers.
He is, isn't he?
Is he? Does he still do that?
I don't think so. No.
Oh, okay. All right. He retired. At the plate, Will Mergen. Will falls it back and out of play. The count 0-1. The ball's one strike. Mergen takes strike two on the inside corner and 0-2. The ball's two strikes. Will tonight 0-2. And Geislinger rocks and fires that one. Sails past Lincoln Hogan, the catcher, all the way to the backstop. And a count at a ball and two strikes. Matt's out on the mound, Don, doesn't even look like fatigued or nothing, does he?
No, he does not.
It's just so natural. We talked about a hitter swing. His pitching is so natural. Pitch squirts away from Lincoln Hogan in the dirt, and the count 2-2.
A couple of bad ones there for Matt.
Leadoff hitter Taylor Foray waits on deck. The pitch to Mergen. Here's a ground ball. Diving is blocked. Comes up with it. Throws to first. In time, says first baseman umpire Craig Ehrlichman, and that'll do it for the Flames here in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on. 7.5. It's Watkins 2, Farming nothing. We're back in a minute on KAFN.
Kramer Lumber and Fabrell have partnered together for over 30 years to offer you the best quality steel for roofing and siding panels. Kramer Lumber will offer the quality and dependability you are looking for, along with superior service and an industry-leading product line. With different profiles and colors to choose from, you'll find what you like for your building project. For roofing, siding panels, and trim, and other important accessories, your place is Kramer Lumber, serving the area since 1958. Stop in today and ask them about Bill Fabrell. St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Kara and Kelly. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.